Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
That's Isla May and One Night Stand on Cambridge Radio. That's taken from her new EP, Some Form of Art, which comes out on Friday. I'm very pleased that she's sitting in front of me today. Hello.
Hello.
Lovely to see you again. I think the last time we saw you was at Christ Pieces, wasn't it?
Yeah,
for the Out of the Ordinary Festival.
I haven't been back since then, so
well,
yeah.
That's brilliant. And you were on your way up to Leeds,
yes,
to Leeds Conservatoire,
yes,
to start your degree there.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your degree in?
I am doing acting and music. It's called Act Musician, and it's one of the degrees in the School of Drama, but I also study, I have 4 hours, no, 4 hours, maybe also one-to-one lesson a week. So it's great. It's a lovely combination and I love it. Yeah, it's
and that's,
great.
You have those 4 hours of music,
yeah,
as well. So
every week.
And obviously you're doing your own stuff,
yeah,
as well, hence this album.
Yeah.
So you're back here for this week, which is, mm-hmm, brilliant to sort of, well, reading week.
Yeah.
And also to promote the EP, which comes out,
yes,
on Friday.
On
now
Friday.
That was One Night Stand.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the first single on the album?
No, What Love Will Do to You was,
oh, yes,
out ages ago. It was like July, because I made it in July, released it, and then I was gonna make the rest of the EP across summer and then release it at the end of the summer, so it wasn't that long between the single and the EP, but I faffed around and I made most of it in September, so that's why it's out now.
That makes sense, and it's nice to give people a little teaser.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's on there.
Yes.
So it's, well, that was a great single as well.
Thank you.
And so this one, have you released One Night Stand?
No.
Ooh,
no.
So these are all really
these
new.
Are all exclusive.
I wasn't sure. So that's brilliant. So do you want to tell us about,
yes,
how you, well, I think maybe talk about the album, the EP, the name, I keep calling it album, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The name of that, Some Form of Art, because I heard you talking about that on something else,
yeah,
and I thought it was a brilliant way, a brilliant name for an album.
Mm.
And also then how this track, and then the one we're going to play at the end, we'll go on to that a bit later.
Yeah, so basically Some Form of Art is a song on the EP, and so it's like the title track, that's why it's called that. I just liked it as a phrase. I like that it sort of feels quite whimsical. But actually, I've been told before, like, to find a sound, or like when you fill in forms applying for gigs and stuff, they're always like, what genre do you fit into? And I'm like, I actually don't know.
Yeah.
Because I just like writing music for the fun of it. And yeah, it's just a combination of genres. Like What Love Will Do to You is more pop, and then all the things I've never had in Some Form of Art are more like indie folk, and then One Night Stand that you've just heard has a bit more of a jazz influence, a bit more, maybe arguably a soul influence as well there. And it's just a combination of genres that I would say the only thing tying them together as a sound is sort of my voice and my, I guess, maybe songwriting style, but not necessarily genre. And that's why it's called Some Form of Art, because it's some form of art, and it's up to interpretation how you sort of define it. Yeah.
That's what I think is brilliant, yeah, because, you know, people ask you, what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, always have to have this defining thing, like always have to put you in a box or whatever.
Mm.
What do you do? And what type of thing is it?
Yeah.
Just listen and enjoy it, or
yeah,
not, you know, find something in it.
Mm.
So I find it hard when people say, what type of music do you like?
Yeah.
I'm like,
I don't know.
I mean, it's music. So I, you know, I've been at various things in the last few weeks and I think, well, each of those is very different.
Mm.
But it doesn't mean I'm going to, like,
yeah,
say, and I feel like if you tie yourself down to a small box that early, you kind of, like, you've set,
exactly,
yourself off in a real task,
yeah,
haven't you? Like, you,
yeah,
trying to, especially as you're working on stuff and you're enjoying it, you will, it's your style,
exactly,
isn't it? And if people want to define that, they come and listen and,
yeah,
see what it's about.
I was writing folk without even knowing I was writing folk.
Yeah.
It wasn't until people in the sort of Cambridge folk scene approached me and said, would you like to do this, that I was like, oh, I'm writing folk. I didn't know I was writing folk. Like,
yeah.
So I'd normally say indie folk, that's the easiest, and it's probably my favourite genre of music, but that's not exclusive, of course. So,
and it doesn't,
yeah,
mean that someday you're going to not fancy,
exactly,
writing something completely,
yeah,
different,
yeah,
something rocking or something,
exactly,
pop. Like you said, you're doing pop already.
I was like, I teased sort of jokingly a heavy metal album coming your way.
Well,
but
yeah,
you never actually know. Maybe I will write one.
You never know.
So,
yeah, that's one I'm not really so into. But then I hear certain songs and I'm like, well, actually, I can see the,
yeah,
the influences, and there's often, which I always find interesting, in sort of,
yeah,
heavy metal or heavy rock, there's sort of classical influence. You can,
yeah,
you can sort of track it back to different things, if even if people don't realise that.
Yeah.
So it's great. So you're very much enjoying it. Have you found that being away, have you been writing any more or not really, or just trying to get this out?
I haven't really written at all.
I bet you haven't a chance, have you?
I'd say it's just very overwhelming, and just, you know, when it's between writing a song and doing the dishes, unfortunately I have to do the dishes, which is really sad.
Well, it's very good for you and your flatmates to keep them, you know, friendly.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm brilliant at the dishes at the moment. I'll get better gradually. But hopefully I'll start writing some more once it's less overwhelming, just sort of life admin. But also, like, I haven't really been like, I really want to write right now and I don't have time. I've just had a lack of sort of inspiration in that regard, because I don't have the mental space for that.
Yes,
maybe.
Yeah. And you've got this EP coming out, yeah. So your head's probably still much in this, yeah. And so it's just coming out on Friday. But before that, you're doing a gig tomorrow night at the is it at the Corn Exchange?
So tomorrow night, Corn Exchange are celebrating 150 years to the day. It's brilliant, and it's like lots of different groups from the community. So we've got like dance groups, choirs, schools, and it's a bunch of different acts into an evening of sort of a celebration of 150 years of the Corn Exchange. And I've been asked to sort of be the person that sings in between the acts to make sure you get smooth transitions.
Wow.
So like they'll be taking a massive orchestra off the stage and I'll be sort of singing. Yeah.
That's where singer-songwriter,
yes,
people on stage, you know, at gigs love you because they're like, great. What like that? Well, we'll put you on, and like you can be very quickly straight on the stage, not flapping about with lots of material. So yeah,
I know I'm not very high maintenance in terms of performance, and I'm be singing four different tracks. They're all songs from artists that have performed at the Corn Exchange before.
Oh, nice!
That's a good list to pick from. Oh. So I'm singing like Adele, Amy Winehouse, Queen, and Oasis. Like it's a good list.
Wow.
And yeah, I think there are still a handful of tickets left for that. So if you'd like to come along to sort of celebrate the arts in the community, I'm sure it will be a great event. It looks great from what I've seen so far.
Yeah. And it's like they've got that. Have you been? You've been backstage to
years and years ago. I haven't been backstage.
We've got the backstage. They've got this great staircase with all the people that performed.
I have seen that. Yeah,
that is mind blowing. Like talk about overwhelming. And you're like, wow. It really. I find that really exciting.
I know what you mean.
So let's get back to your EP.
Yes.
Some Form of Art. It comes out on Friday on streaming platforms.
Yes, yes.
But there is a physical copy as
there
well. I saw it. It looks very beautiful.
Copy. I have one right now with me. I wish I could show you, but it's radio, so I can't.
You can describe it.
I can describe it. I have CDs because I just think music is nicer because it feels more like an art form than it does if it's just on your computer.
I agree.
So I've got CDs, there are five at each, and if you message me or email me, you can find all of that on my Instagram page at Isla May Music. I can send you one or give you one depending on where you are. And
you should take some along tomorrow night.
Yes, I should just throw them around in the foyer. but I'm selling those, and some people already want them, which is really nice, and I'm super excited because it just sort of feels more real. It actually feels like I'm releasing something. But you've got like all four songs on there, and then a couple of pictures that I took in a photo shoot with my friend Connie. She took some beautiful pictures, and they're sort of the branding for the EP, if you will, and there's three of them on there.
And there's one on the actual disc itself.
On the disc,
isn't there?
On the
That's
disc. I was
clever.
So excited about that. Didn't know it was an option.
No.
My dad was designing it for me, and he was like, you could have your logo on the CD. And I was like, oh, I'm not sure about that. And I said, how about this picture? And he was like, okay. And then it came, and I was like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely brilliant.
If you'd like a CD, please do let me know, get in touch, and hopefully I can give you one. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming in,
especially
in a very busy week for you.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to that the release of the EP. Now, we're going to play one more of the songs from it, and this one hasn't been out either, has it?
No.
So this is All the Things I've Never Had. Yes. Do you want to give us a little intro into it?
Yeah, so this song is the last song of the EP. It's sort of quite a gentle outro, and it's a song about the feeling that you are always going to live not having everything you want. You always see things other people have, and you feel sort of this like pang of jealousy. I feel like it's quite a big thing that most people experience, and I just think that's really sad, and I didn't want to live my life that way. I know I still do, but hopefully I can work towards not feeling that way as much. But it's a song from me now to my future self, sort of asking, how did we overcome that? How did we get better at appreciating what we have? Yeah.
Thank you very much.
This is
All the Things I've Never Had, Isla May.
Mm-hmm.
Cambridge Radio.